847 on this fast-moving Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 64 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer.
It is time for us to learn how to eat healthy. We learned how to live a healthy life a minute ago by cleaning out our medicine cabinets, and today we're going to learn how to take care of our bodies. We've got Jessica Morrison, who's the SNAP Ed Dietitian and Nutrition Education Coordinator, and good morning to you, Jessica.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bring props and it's food, so a check for you. You get an A+ already.
Awesome, great.
Now, what are we looking at here?
So you're looking at, Kristen called it puppy chow.
Okay. Oh, I've heard it called that too.
Muddy butters.
Yeah.
Muddy butter. Muddy
oh, buddy. Okay.
But so these are made with, so it's nut free.
It looks fun for the holidays too.
It is rice Chex Mix with sunflower seed butter. A little bit of powdered sugar and chocolate chips.
Where do you get the sunflower seed butter from?
In the same section that you find peanut butter, it's just up a little bit higher.
Okay.
And so what is the benefit of using sunflower butter? I love butter anyway.
It's really a good replacement for children who have food allergies, peanut allergies specifically. So, tastes just like sunflower seeds, right?
Yeah.
But that's not great. Nut allergies, right?
Correct.
Okay, just to make sure.
So this continues.
So sunflower seeds are really a seed, not a nut. So that's why it's a good replacement.
Oh,
yeah,
good to
but
know.
It does provide similar benefits like protein, B vitamins.
Mm. I'm going to save mine for later.
That's good.
Yay, I'm glad y'all like
it. So as we start to enter the Halloween season.
Yes.
Of course, we got candy.
Yep.
But we know all size does not fit all for our kids. So what do we, as people who give out candy, need to be mindful of? What do kids with allergies need to be mindful of?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. So
a teal pumpkin.
Okay.
Yes, a teal pumpkin. So let's talk about the Teal Pumpkin Project. It is a campaign created for children who have food allergies. And it started in 2014 to help raise awareness for food allergies and provide options for children who have food allergies. So essentially you can get with your family, paint a pumpkin teal, or there's other teal options that you can have to set outside. And that lets families and children know that you have non-food options. Mm. So some examples for non-food options could be little Halloween slinkies. So I have that for a prop today. For my TV segment. And then little stamps, stickers, glow sticks.
So families can put the teal pumpkin outside of their home, meaning like you're going to get a treat. It's not going to be candy because we're just going to be cautious of your child might having an allergy.
Right.
But you'll get some other cool things in addition to the candy.
Yes.
Variety is the spice of life, right? So when you dump your candy out and you get toys in addition to candy, it's a win-win situation.
Yes, it is.
That's great. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to continue our conversation with our friends from DHEC. Here on Palmetto Mornings, it's 8:51, 64 degrees.
Taking a final look at our Friday morning traffic commute, we'll start in Ura County. Got a motorist assist underway right now, 77 southbound, mile marker 79. Also working a non-injury accident in Ura County, Griggs Road, South Carolina 557. Lexter and Chester County getting the all clear. Dave Lau Boulevard, Jerry Road, 70s Road, busy but accident-free, as is 77 northbound out of Ura County to the state line. North of the border, working an accident right now, Morris Chapel Road at Strauss Drive. Also, the 6600 block of Blythedale Drive and Albemarle Road at Farm Pond Lane.
Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, what are these behaviors that erode trust?
Trust is such an important word today, and it seems in short supply. Great leaders build trust, which can take quite a bit of time to build that foundation. But leaders can lose that trust of their employees in an instant by exhibiting one of these four behaviors.
And so what is the first one?
Emotional instability.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain what I mean by that. Applying pressure to an orange, right? And you find out what's inside. The same goes for a leader under pressure. You find out what's inside. If a leader under pressure becomes defensive or is prone to outbursts and blasts people with harsh emails, this instability will erode the trust your staff has in you. You want to become more intentional with your communications. If you're feeling angry, stop. you don't have to respond immediately. Give yourself time to process before making that response.
All right. Second one.
Blindsiding employees. I'm seeing this happen a lot right now because we're so reactive. Calling out employees in front of their peers or making significant job task changes or schedule shifts will make employees uneasy and very distrustful.
All right. The third one.
Being evasive. Phrases like, I'll get back to you. I understand. Well, we'll see. Demonstrate no commitment and can be seen as an attempt to avoid tough decisions.
And the last one to erode trust?
When your actions and words don't match, inconsistencies between your words and actions will always give people pause to wonder whether you are believable or not. It is important to develop trust-building behaviors, especially in the distrusting world we currently live in.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Everyone needs an estate plan. An estate plan ensures that your wishes are clearly communicated and is the only way that you can speak after you're gone. If you've not done any planning, now is the time. Nance Law Firm. Proactive counsel. Meaningful results. Find us online at nance.com. Law.
This look at sports brought to you by Panther Heating and Cooling, making it right since 1994.
I'm Mike Gettings with Panther Heating and Cooling. Our community is experiencing growth and change. What isn't changing is our dedication and commitment to this community. We're here, deeply rooted and committed since 1994. Visit PantherHVAC.com today, proudly offering Train.
The Atlanta Braves lost the L.A. Dodgers 11-2 in Game 5 of the National League Championship Series. Atlanta now leads the series 3-2. High school football returns to the OTS Sports Network airwaves tonight with five games. On WRHI FM 100.1, it's Rock Hill at Ridgeview. On Interstate 107, York hosts Lancaster. Clover takes on Gaffney on FM 94.3. On 104.1 The Bridge, it's Indian Land at Catawba Ridge. And on Comporium Channel 103, Fort Mill battles Boiling Springs. It all gets started at 6 p.m. with high school football tonight. South Carolina and Clemson are back in action tomorrow with the Tigers traveling to Pittsburgh and the Gamecocks at Texas A&M. You can hear the Tigers starting at 12:30 on WRHI and the Gamecocks at 4:30 on Interstate 107. Former South Point and South Carolina Gamecock star Stephon Gilmore is still hoping to play for the Carolina Panthers this Sunday at the New York Giants. Gilmore, who was traded to the team 2 weeks ago, began practicing this week. Defensive coordinator Phil Snow said Gilmore's status will likely be a game-time decision. In other Panthers news, head coach Matt Rhule has denied that the team has had any interest in acquiring Houston QB Deshaun Watson. According to reports, Houston has been attempting to trade Watson with Carolina as one of the likely destinations. The Texans would like to move on from Watson before the November 2nd trade deadline. And finally, in Thursday night football, the Cleveland Browns edged the Denver Broncos 17-14. With your Friday sports, I'm Chris Miller.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Four minutes until 9 o'clock in the morning, and at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's the world-famous auction, so get ready for that. 64 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer.
We continue our conversation with Jessica Morrison, the SNAP Ed Dietitian Nutrition Education Coordinator for DHEC. Jessica, you're teaching us on how to have a healthy Halloween, with Halloween being next week. And so you can put the words healthy and Halloween in the same sentence?
You sure can.
All right.
I know that sounds surprising, but absolutely. So Halloween is once a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is important to try not to overthink it and over-restrict. So first, think about finding that balance. Remember balance. The night of Halloween, prepare a meal like you would any other night. Mm-hmm. And have fun with that meal. So a fun idea that Kristen actually shared with me yesterday, stuffed bell peppers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Buy orange.
You got a recipe?
Bell peppers, yes.
Oh, perfect.
And you can cut out, make little jack-o'-lanterns. Oh. Jack-o'-lantern stuffed bell peppers.
Mm-hmm.
How cute is
My
that?
My husband's going to love that.
I'm going to make it.
Now, y'all make it. Take a picture, and we'll see if it was a Pinterest fail.
Okay. Oh, I love that. I love that. So I'm going to be carving orange bell peppers.
The peppers. There
Yay.
You go.
Yummy.
Well, you did put out your one piece of decoration last night in front of your
one.
House.
Just one?
I don't keep up with the Joneses. I dance to the beat of my own drum.
That's okay.
And I have earned the opportunity to step it back a little bit.
Okay.
Now, Jessica, it is Halloween. So if folks are watching what they're eating, it is okay to wobble off the horse just a little bit on Halloween. You just don't want that wobble to last all the way through Thanksgiving and through Christmas. Because this is the time of the year that I've heard many people say, start the diet now, because if you can make it through the next couple of months with a lot of temptation, the first of the year will be easy peasy. But that's easier said than done, I think.
That word diet, I feel like, scares people.
Yeah.
Well, look how it's spelled.
Right?
D-I-E.
T.
So just thinking about moderation again.
Okay.
Keeping a regular schedule with eating, having breakfast, lunch, dinner, incorporating fruits and vegetables every day, eating whole grains. Whole grains have such great benefits because they're packed with fiber. Fiber is what helps us stay full. So if you're eating whole grains throughout the day, you're less likely to feel like you need to snack. Mm-hmm. And if you do need to snack, it's okay. There's lots of different ways to incorporate healthy snacks like carrots and hummus. Mm-hmm. Or cheese and an apple. Nuts and seeds are a great snack. But just incorporating those healthy food groups, the food groups that are found on the My Plate. And if you are craving something sweet, eat something sweet.
Okay.
That's really.
Because you will probably stack up so many calories trying to just find that taste you are craving.
Yeah.
You're right.
All right. Well, Jessica Morrison and her friends with DHEC, they join us once a month to give us great tools to keep us eating healthy. And Jessica, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.